Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures ended up today on the positive side here, about a half to a penny higher in corn. That corn seems to have found its really happy medium here, where the buyers and sellers have agreed that this is an equilibrium price here, about 434 in the March corn. That December 14 around 450 seems to make both sides of the equation happy. Until something changes, which will be in the next few months and planting season gets here, it looks like the market's happy where it's at now. Beans are kind of in the same boat here, but they have a little bit bigger ranges. They tend to start off the morning lower and then throughout the day grind higher. That's kind of what we've seen over the last little bit. One of the reasons why is these hedge funds. They come in here and they defend that long position in beans. And it looks like they're going to continue to do it until they run out of buyers. But for now, it looks like they're just as strong as ever, buying about 5,000 contracts of soybeans today. Wheat futures, right here at the same price as they've been for quite some time. March Kansas City was up about 4 cents at 6.15. And then the July Kansas City was just over $6 at 6.01. Not a lot of direction here. We'll probably start to move depending on rain forecast over the next 2 weeks to 2 months and while that crop matures.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Not a lot of news to end this week. Being Friday here, there wasn't much going on. The talk and the stories keep focusing on the switch, the big export switch from America's crop to South American's crop as they are about halfway through harvesting. And as that crop makes it to the port, there's ideas that China and a lot of those Asian countries that normally buy from us will switch to them, being their new market or new crop is here. But we haven't seen it yet. Monday morning's report on the exports will likely show a little bit of it. But we expected it on the last one yesterday, and that didn't happen then either. So we'll watch that. These nearby corn futures seem to be holding the 20 and 50-day moving average. Now, we're still below the longer dated one, like the 100-day. But these cold temperatures here in the U.S. plains, most of the plains, and really the whole country, is keeping that feed demand up as they feed more corn to keep those cattle at least at steady weights. So this cold weather here, and then there's another cold forecast through the February 3rd through the 8th. Now, with these cold forecasts, there's also a little bit of increased rain chances for that wheat crop here in the southern plains. There's actually two or three rain events forecasted for Kansas, which should help the wheat crop and possibly lower prices.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were down 35 cents at 141.80. March feeders were up 72 at 169.42. And February lean hogs were down 15 cents at 86.22. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 4 3/4 at 615.5. Chicago March wheat up 2 1/4 at 555 3/4. Chicago March corn up half a penny at 434 even. And March soybeans up 7 3/4 at 1282 3/4. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.